You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Oracle of You podcast. I hope you are having a wonderful day and that life is good. Today's message comes from the Oracle of Unicorns deck by Cordelia Francesca Brabs. It's the adventure card. Dare to do things differently, manifest your travel dreams, move to a new location. And it's coupled with two cards from the Tarot Mooch deck. First of all, we have the Chariot card. And we have the Nine of Discs. Now, when I pulled these cards, it was almost like this was a reading about zooming out on your life and looking at the bigger picture of this journey that you are on. Because the cards seem to symbolize very different stages of life. So we've first of all got this adventure card, which is urging you to do things differently, to manifest your love, the things that you want to accomplish, to maybe move to new locations and to see new cultures and to experience the world and to go on adventures and just find out what you love. Sometimes we need to go on an adventure to reconnect to that which we love. But then we've got the Chariot card, and the Chariot card is a elderly gentleman, somebody who has conquered, a hero who is standing in his chariot of victory with a great city behind him. So it's almost like the adventure card is telling you to leave the city and to go in adventure and seek out all that you wish to seek. And the Chariot card is almost like after the adventure has happened, when you're returning maybe back to your town or wherever you come from, that you get to feel what victory feels like when you have experienced all of that. This moment is about contemplating your achievements and how this fits into the ever-flowing river of your life experiences. The chariot itself is adorned with light and dark sphinxes and draws both in the positive and the negative of the journey and of the adventure and the forces that have driven you on this adventure. You may return from your adventures a very different person. Perhaps you are at a stage in your life when you look back on the totality of your life and you realize that the person that you are today than who you were 40 years ago is a very different person. All the while you had this motivation to succeed when you set forth on your adventure, and you had a real desire to serve and to be a good leader. And you can all of a sudden start to feel real pride, real power, real happiness in the ambition that you had. But that ambition is now matched with humility and generosity and nobility. And people actually recognize the adventure and the journey that you've been on and the wisdom that you have inside of you. This card is about success, is about self-satisfaction and a sense of your own accomplishments and the management of your own destiny. So it really depends on where you are right now in your life as to how you want to interpret these cards. It could be that you are somebody who is about to embark on an adventure, or somebody who is thinking about embarking on an adventure, but you haven't yet set foot on that. You might have a bit of trepidation because you know that you're leaving behind your family, your friends, your loved ones, your culture, your place of birth, right? But now is the time to step forth on that adventure, knowing that there will be a time in the future where you get to come back home, and you get to come back home as a changed person and somebody who has accomplished great things. And the Chariot card is coupled with the Nine of Discs. Now, the Nine of Discs is similar to the Chariot card, but it is more feminine in its approach than the masculine energy of the charged leader and chariot. The Nine of Discs is very much about once you have come home and you have found your place, you found your forever home, and you can find solitude in the calmness and the stillness, that the adventures are behind you, but you can still marvel and be happy that you have accomplished great things on your adventuring. The Nine of Discs represents a wise, beautiful lady who has created a garden and a sanctuary for herself where she can contemplate the riches of her inner life. It is through going on adventure and seeking and finding and experiencing that she can now sit in her garden of solitude and really think on all of these and have such gratitude and appreciation for everything that's come before. Here in her secret bower, she is tranquil and secure with no fear of disturbance. She's no longer got this ambition and drive that she had when she was charging ahead in her chariot. She's content and she dwells in her solitude with her falcon as a companion, and she's at peace with herself of everything that she has accomplished. It has been a hard-won peace. That desire to strive, that ambition that we have, it's tiring, right? It's tiring to be so ambitious. And so it's really good if we can find an equilibrium and we can find a balance right now in the present. Whilst we're on that adventure, where can we find solitude right now rather than waiting until we are retired? So often you hear people say, no, I'll do that when I'm retired. I'll enjoy my life when I've retired from working. What about if you can find solitude and gratitude and appreciation for the journey you're on right now? She chooses this new life of freedom and independence as her reward for a life that she lived to the full. It's about peace, it's about quietness, it's about tranquilness, it's about your well-being and your security. I really hope these cards resonate with you on some level. Know if you're about to embark on your adventure that there is a part of you, the Nine of Discs part of you, that wants you to experience all of it so that you can, in time, be in solitude and think on and show appreciation and love for everything that you did on that adventure. And there is a chariot version of you that is humble and is praised for his leadership and his abilities to go outside of his comfort zone and do things that he maybe never ever dreamed of. So go forth on your adventure. I look to hear more about what you get up to. You can email me at support@visualizeyou.com. If you're interested in your own journey and where you've been so far and you want to make sense of that so you can draw all of those positive emotions and feelings into the present and into your future, you can join us on the next gratitude journey at journeytogratitude.com. If you want to sign up and subscribe to this podcast, go to oracleyou.com where you can subscribe and be notified of all of the upcoming episodes. And if you want to continue but be supported by a community of compassionate people, just like me, where we do oracle card readings on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, where you get access to gratitude threads and an amazing community of support, then you can join us in the business lounge or club at bethhewitt.com/join. Okay. All of the details of any of that is in the show notes for today. If you're interested in any of the card decks that I've read from today, then do go check those out too. I hope you have had a wonderful day ahead of you, or behind you, or above you, or below you, whatever's going on for you. And I will speak to you again tomorrow. Speak to you soon.
Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building event. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.